Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast from Faith Point Church, Auckland, New Zealand. We hope you will encounter God afresh in this week's teaching segment. If you enjoy this podcast and would like to hear more, then you can visit us at www.faithpoint.org.nz. And now for today's message.
The title of my message today is Embracing Seasons of Change, and we're going to look at this subject through the eyes of the author of Ecclesiastes. In chapters 1 and 2, most of us know the author was Solomon, he has come to a point of frustration after having tried everything to find satisfaction and meaning to life. He tried everything from drawing off from his own wisdom. We know that Solomon was known as a man of great wisdom, and most people sought after to have that wisdom that he had. When that didn't work, he tried to feed on his own pleasures of life, wandered away a bit, I think, from God and his wisdom, and sought all the pleasures that we would have in today's life as well. And to thinking also that perhaps if that didn't work, then his wealth would buy him the satisfaction he was looking for. Solomon was very rich. He had all the wealth in the world, big palaces, buy all the land and all the vineyards and everything that he could. But he still could not find satisfaction. And then we read in chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, where the author expresses the reality to living, that after having done all, that everything in life has its purpose. Everything in life has its time, and to everything there is a season. So let's read verses 1 to 8. To everything there is a season. A time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up and a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Verse 5. Time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain and a time to lose. A time to keep, a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for these verses today that you have shown in your word. And our heart today is to learn from you, Lord Jesus, that whenever we go through these seasons, Father, that we would turn to you, O Lord, for your wisdom, for your insight. And we ask for your guidance through this message today in your mighty name. Amen. Well, a great chapter, isn't it? To everything there is a season. But we need to read Ecclesiastes 3 in context. It is not all about one person, as you can see. One person doesn't experience everything that Solomon wrote in those verses, 1 to 8. And it's not about a specific person in life, but it gives us a general perspective of the realities that exist in our world, in our everyday life. See, everything in human life, there is change. If there is one thing that changes, it's constant, and it never stops. If I were to summarise from my own experience the seasons that Solomon has mentioned here, or as to talk from my own experience of constant change, it would perhaps be like this. To everything, there have been changes of seasons. A time when being single and the world is our oyster, a time when responsibilities at home start tapping at our door. A time when we are parents and a time when we are waiting stressfully at midnight for our kids to come home from their first date. A time when our homes need to be bigger, times when our homes need to be downsized. A time when relationships crash, a time when relationships restore and rebuild. A time when health is great, a time when cancer and serious illnesses changes the course. A time when a cutie is born, a time when a great loved one passes away, a time when we work hard to live, and a time when we play hard to enjoy. Change is one of the most challenging aspects of life. And it happens to all of us, whether it's changing around relationships. Now, that could be in your marriage, relationship in family, in work colleagues. Could be a change in employment. Perhaps you have had new management take over, a new CEO, and that doesn't sit well with you. Perhaps you walk into your office one day and you once had a room to yourself, now it's an office cubicles and sharing with another five people. Or it's maybe it's finances or health and life choices. But disruption and constant changes in our life can be frustrating, and it's not always easy. In our human nature, we often go one of two ways when it does come to handling change and to handling these different seasons. We either, one, love it, and we just embrace it. We just take a hold and say, I'm going to go with this one, and we face it head on. Or two, we look at this season and we think, whoa, you know, I don't want to do that. And we try to resist it, or sometimes we try to deny it, or even want to go as far as trying to avoid it. But it's a natural part of life. And many questions arise when we talk about this subject. You know, do we have to accept change? What changes should we fight for? Or what should we chase after? What should we give away? What should we let go of? But I'm not here today, and I don't think I could anyway answer all those questions. That would take a conference or take maybe another journey in life for each of us to learn from the Lord. But what God has been stirring inside of me today is that in the midst of the changing world that we live in, there are times and seasons, and will be times and seasons, when reality has to be seen and has to be grasped. Dr. Henry Cloud, he wrote a book called Necessary Endings. Excellent book if you're in business or wanting to learn more about change of seasons. He says how we embrace the seasons of change, how we adapt ourselves to them for what they are, and how we learn to accept is all about growth. So I thought I'd give you an example today because it's the only way I can really express about these seasons that come along that we have to learn to accept and adapt to. Because there are times when we have to accept things that we cannot change. 2 years ago, I personally had to come face to face with the reality that there was going to be a time in my life that I did not have under control. My mother had passed away, as some of you know, on the 6th of September in 2021. And she was not just my mother, but she was my best friend. She was my soulmate, and she was the love of my life. My mother lived in a retirement village, and I would go up at least, my husband and I would go up to visit her at least once a week, if not twice a week. And every week we would meet with this gathered community of residential care, the elderly. We would help the caregiver and 15 people or so to play indoor bowls. It was a great time listening to the life experiences of older people, being able to speak into their lives, having laughs, and just having a great time. And I looked at my mum often when she was playing indoor bowls, and she was exactly where God wanted her to be. This season in her life, her last season, was one that was filled with everything that she loves. It was filled with God, it was filled with people, and it was filled with family, and she totally enjoyed that. On the 28th of February 2020, life changed dramatically, not just for my mother, but for all of New Zealand, really. It was a season when the close community that we were playing bowls with was coming to an end, and the arrival of the COVID pandemic came. And this season of close community closing down was quite horrific on the village. The village at Pinesholm was shut down. No one was allowed to go in there. The only way that we communicate with my mother was by phone, and she could hardly hear through a phone. Or she would make these posters like the one you see here, and she would make them, and either they would be taken a photo of them, an image by them, by the caregiver, and sent to us as a family, or we'd have to go to the gateway at the top of the Pinesholm Village and there would be one waiting for us to collect. And it was the only time that we could pass things on to my mother. It was a heartbreaking time for all those that were involved in the village. June and July rolled along, and lockdown moved to level two for quite some time. But at the beginning of August in 2021, my mother had fallen and ended up in hospital. Little did we know that a few days after my mother had been in hospital, that COVID would raise its nasty little head again, and everything while mum was in hospital went back to level four. We were not allowed to visit my mother until the last day or two before she was going to pass away. They let us in on the grounds of compassion. But by the stage, my mum was incoherent and passed away on her own. We could not talk to her, and she had gone. I explain this example to you because during this time and time after, my grief was immense and my pain was immense. And I remember not wanting to take a hold of this change, not wanting to accept what was taking place here. And I remember weeks and months later, and I had lots of love and support from my family and from my church family, but I remember crying out to God and saying, why, oh, why, God, did my mother have to die alone? No one deserves to die alone. And it wasn't until I cried out to God and I said, God, I need your wisdom. I feel lost. I don't know which way to go at this time. God turned around and he said to me, so your mother was never alone. I never did leave her side. I was always there. And see, the thing is, my mother had moved on into a new season of life with her Lord and Saviour. But it was time for me now to grow. It was time for me to move on and embrace and adapt and accept what I could not change and move forward. You know, everything in life does have its purpose. Everything in life has its time, but the seasons come and go, and they don't last forever. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says that God has planted eternity in the human heart, but even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. And that's so true. We don't understand all the mysteries of God. And we cannot understand all God's plans for our life from beginning to end. But I believe there is a bigger picture outside of the world we live in. I'm going to leave you with three principles that I learned from this experience with my mother that I think are great for us to apply in any seasons of change that you may be going through, whether they are ones you want to embrace or whether they are ones that you try to resist. And the principles I want us to look at is, firstly, to embrace seasons of change, one, we need to pursue the wisdom of God. Pursue the wisdom of God. Chase after the wisdom of God. You know, make changes. We have to make changes in seasons of change. And it's not about what others want for you, but what is right for you. And where do we start with God? That James 1:5 says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he will give it to you. He's not going to rebuke us for asking for his wisdom. We so need it because, you know, God ultimately is the only one who sees everything and ultimately knows everything that goes on in our life, and he knows what is best for us in any given season or any given time. So who better to ask than the one we trust? Sometimes that wisdom that we're seeking or pursuing, you may think, well, where can we find the wisdom of God? It might be through the Word of God. It might be through a conversation with a person, and maybe through wise counsel. Maybe just a time when you're going for a walk or taking a quiet space. But we need to pursue the wisdom of God. Proverbs 4:7 says, never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eyes on you. And above all and before all this, get wisdom. And I think we should never walk away from wisdom. And not to panic. If we think it's far away, we think, oh, how am I ever going to know what is right and what's the best step to do? And Luke tells us that Jesus grew in stature and wisdom as a child. And I believe that we will grow with every season and every step we make. If we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will grow in wisdom as well. So number one, pursue the wisdom of God. Number two, embrace the grace of God. You know, the grace of God is the Father's love. It's just like taking God's love and it's actively working within our lives. And we relentlessly need to seek the grace of God. If there was one man in the book that I read about that I think had great favor in God's eyes, that was Noah. He was filled with the grace of God. Was it because he had titles? No. Was it because he was busy doing things for God? No. He was a man of honesty and integrity, and Noah was faithful. Whatever God asked him to do, he was obedient, and he always did it. And because of those simple characters, which are strong qualities of life, he found favor in the eyes of God. 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is all you need. My power works best in your weakness. And the third principle that so much I've learned is don't run ahead of God. Sometimes we're always in a hurry and we need to stop and we need to take a deep breath. The changing seasons don't last forever, but God's plans for our life last forever, and God's plans for eternity last forever. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, but to give you a future and a hope. Amen. We're going to break down into our small groups now, into our discussion groups, and look at those three principles. And talk about those three principles. Talk about one, how do we pursue wisdom of God? And see how each person can apply that. Number two, talk about what is the grace of God? What is the favor of God on our lives? And number three is talk about not running ahead of God and praying for each one for the various seasons that we are in. God bless you.